reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 4, text 34. Tad viddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekhyanti te jnanam jnaninas tattvadarsinah. That knowledge of different sacrifices. Vidhi, try to understand. Pranipatena, by approaching a spiritual master. Pariprasnena, by submissive inquiries. Sevaya, by the rendering of services. Upadekhyanti, they will initiate. Te, you, jnaninam, into knowledge. Jnaninaha, the self-realized tattva of the truth. Darsinaha, seers. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Bhakti Vedanta Srila Prabhupada. Translation: just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. Purport: the path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. The Lord therefore advises us to approach a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession from the Lord Himself. No one can be a bona fide spiritual master without following this principle of disciplic succession. The Lord is the original spiritual master, and a person in the disciplic succession can convey the message of the Lord as it is to the disciple. No one can be spiritually realized by manufacturing his own process, as is the fashion of the foolish pretenders. The Bhagavatam 6.3.19 says, Dharmam tu sakhyat bhagavat pranitam. The path of religion is directly enunciated by the Lord. Therefore, mental speculation or dry arguments cannot help lead one to the right path. Nor by independent study of books of knowledge can one progress in spiritual life. One has to approach a bona fide spiritual master to receive the knowledge. Such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender, one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant, without false prestige. Satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in the spiritual life. Inquiries and submission constitute the proper combination of spiritual understanding. Unless there is submission and service, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. One must be able to pass the test of the spiritual master, and when he sees the genuine desire of the disciple, he automatically blesses the disciple with genuine spiritual understanding. In this verse, both blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. Not only should one hear submissively from the spiritual master, but one must also get a clear understanding from him in submission and service and inquiries. A bona fide spiritual master is by nature very kind toward the disciple. Therefore, when the student is submissive, and is always ready to render service. The reciprocation of knowledge and inquiries becomes perfect. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakhurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayang Rupa Kadamai Ham Dadati Svapadantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitamsa Namang Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, in this section of Bhagavad Gita, Lord is describing about various sacrifices. In the previous verse, he is giving a comparison between the two main sacrifices, Drabhya Jagya and Jnana Jagya. And he is telling that Jnana Jagya is far better than this Drabhya Jagya. Actually, Drabhya Jagya is Karma Kanda. If Jagya is only deal with Drabhya, then it is Karma Kanda. Until and unless it deals with knowledge, the understanding, the spirituality, then it is only Karma Kanda. So when the Jagya will do with spiritual understanding, with the knowledge, then it is Jnana Jagya, and that is better. That is better Jagya. So if Arjuna will ask so, then how will know about the Jnana Jagya if this is better one? So what is the process? How can I know about it? So then Krishna is telling, okay, if you want to know about Jnana Jagya, that's why it is Tat. Tat means about this Jnana sacrifices, Jnana Jagya. Then this is the process that you have to go to the Tattvadarsi, Jnani. They will only help you. Because they know, they are the seers of truth. You have to go to them. And about that means you have to go accept a guru. Prabhupada is mentioning this purport from the first sentence, that this transcendental knowledge about Krishna is very rare and very difficult to know. The path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. There is no doubt that it is difficult. Very, very difficult. The path of spiritual realization. Therefore, one has to accept a bona fide spiritual master to understand it. So, bona fide spiritual master, two symptoms has given for this guru. One is Jnaninaha and Tattvadarsinaha. This spiritual master should be Jnani and he should also be Tattvadarsi. Jnani means somebody can study the books and can memorize the formulas, the things, he can memorize it and speak it. So that is Jnana. But until and unless he realizes it, then he cannot, it is not Tattvadarsi. So, from the book knowledge, somebody can give you the information. But you cannot get the proper effect unless you are get the instruction from a self-realized person. If he has not realized it, he will just give you some information. He may not be okay also, why it is, how it is. But if somebody is realized, then he can give you the detail. He can clear your doubt. And then his instruction will be effective. So Krishna is telling Arjuna that you have to take shelter of a master. Prabhupada is saying the first and foremost requirement of a spiritual master is he should be in a bona fide disciplic succession. That is very much required. Jnanina tattvadarsina, that is there, but that jnana, which jnana? Bhagavad Gita is the supermost jnana in this planet. But in Bharatavarsha till now, more than 500 commentaries of Bhagavad Gita is available. To which Gita will take? I'm not sure. Many Gitas they are saying, oh, there is no Kurukshetra is there. This is only allegorical. Kurukshetra is your the body. Panchu Pandava is the five senses. So many they are, that is their concoction. Their teachings they are giving in the name of Bhagavad Gita. That is not Krishna Samvad. Krishna Arjuna Samvad is gone somewhere. In the name of Krishna Arjuna Samvad, it is their Samvad is giving. So you have to be very careful. If they are not connected with Krishna, how can they understand Krishna? How they will tell about Krishna? That is their speculation. So that's why only jnana, just by reading something and speculate it, that is not. So the tattva is that if you know the person and you have a relation with the person, then you can understand his mind, you can tell it. So that is, if you are connected with Krishna in a parampara. Krishna is just like in our method of knowledge, we are connected with a proper parampara. Down from Krishna, Krishna, Brahma, Narad, and Vyas, and like that, down to Srila Prabhupada and his disciples also. So the same knowledge without any addition or deduction, any mixing, without any construction or speculation, it is coming down directly from Krishna downwards, one down to other. This is called disciplic succession. This is parampara. And this parampara should be bona fide. Not that somebody starts his own parampara. No. One point Prabhupada used to say, one nice story, that if somebody wants to send one letter to some place and you know, how I will send? Now I have read the letter, I want to say post it, so what should I do? Then one of his friends said, oh, you have to put it in envelope, write proper address on it and put a stamp on it, required worth of stamp, and then put it in the post box. Now, okay, I will write the address and I will put the stamp, 2 rupees or 5 rupees, but I don't know what is the post box. What kind of box it is? Narabha, post box is always a red box. You go to the market inside, wherever you see a red box, and you put it in the red box, and then it will go. Achha. So then he went, and in one shop he saw that his main box, his red box, was a very nice new red box. So he put it in that box. Nothing happened. After 1 year he said, no, it never get dispatched. Where you put now? You put in the red box now. Where? In the market, in his shop. No, I forgot to tell you the proper thing. Red box should be authorized by the postal department. There should be a number printed in it, that it is under postal department, the number, PIN code, everything should be there. That is the authorized red box, that is the authorized post box of the postal department. If you put there, then definitely the letter will go. Otherwise, letter will not go. Similarly, box or any red box will not do the job. It should be a authentic, authorized postal box. Then it will work. like that any person who speaks about guitar, this, that, if we accept him, no. And he will say, oh, I am also like that, I am a devotee, I am this, that. No. What is your parampara? What is your connection? You have to check it. And this connection should be bona fide. He said, oh, I am so and so, I am disciple of so and so, and he is the disciple of so and so, this, that. No. There is only four bona fide parampara, sampradaya. Sri sampradaya, Kumara sampradaya, Rudra sampradaya, and Brahma sampradaya. These are the four bona fide, authentic, disciplic succession, sampradaya, coming down from Krishna. So until and unless we take shelter of one of these four bona fide sampradaya, then we will be bewildered. We will be cheated. Yes. Hundreds of cheaters are there in the market. Any moment you will be cheated. So you have to be very careful where from you are getting the information, you are getting the knowledge. Whether they are properly connected to the parampara or not. And this parampara is bona fide or not. And then, and if the parampara is bona fide and they are coming down in the proper disciplic succession, so then the knowledge without any adulteration, it will come down. Okay, just like, so that's what Prabhupada used to say, the spiritual master, the acharyas are just like postman. Postman will carry the envelope, money order, or letter, whatever, and dispatch to the proper person without any mixing something from his side. No. If suppose a money order comes, postman will take something and give you something. No, not that. As it is, he has to deliver it. He cannot do anything. He just have to deliver you, that's it. You may give some bakshish to him, this is another thing. But he has to give you as it is. So that is the duty of the spiritual master. He has to give the instruction of the Krishna as it is, without adding anything from his side. No adulteration. So that means he may not be a perfect person, but he is carrying the perfect instruction as it is. So that is Tattva Gyan. He may not be a Tattva Darshi by himself, but if he is carrying the Tattva from the Tattva Darshi and imparting you, so that is the same Tattva Gyan. Always it is very difficult to find a Tattva Darshi and Gyani. So that's why Krishna had made it so easy. Okay, Krishna is Paramatattva. So, very rare person, he knows Krishna by Tattva. So, if somebody Tattva Darshi, if he tell you something and you as it is impart it, so that is also same Tattva, same thing. So, that's why the two symptoms given here about the Guru, Jnani and Tattva Darshi. So Prabhupada is making it very clear, only one thing, he should be coming under the proper bona fide disciplic succession. That's it. Then it's okay, everything is there. Because it is very difficult and rare, transcendental knowledge, spiritual knowledge, so you have to take help, and help of spiritual master, and the spiritual master should be in a bona fide succession. Then, okay, we went to a spiritual master who is in a succession, but whether he will tell me or not, whether he will help me or not, it is not, he is not bound to help you. Now then what should you do? Now the proper process to get it, to get knowledge from him, that you have to please him. Unless and until they please, they may not tell you anything. They have their job. They don't mind. Who are you? So then, now you have to make them please. How to make them please? I don't know. You have to make them please. How? Now, first process, in the process of pleasing them, the first action is pranipata. Pranipata. You have to totally surrender to him keeping your ego aside, full dandavat or panchang or ashtang, whatever, and not in a crooked mood, speaking something and doing something, no, like not like that. In really, in a surrendering mood, he should offer full obeisances to him. First action, pranipata. Then he will see, oh, why is he offering obeisance to me? Then he should ask question. After doing pranipata, when he will show you, why is he offering obeisance to me? Why is surrendering to me? Then to this answer to the why, immediate pariprasna. Prasna, all of us are doing prasna every day, all the time. The moment we get up from the bed, immediately we are asking, what is the time now? Whether there is water in the bathroom or not, whether it is cold or hot, many things. Every moment we are asking some questions, but these are all absurd questions. Nothing to do with anything with spiritual things. All dealing with our bodily activities. So this kind of question we should not ask to that spiritual master who is a bona fide spiritual master. We should not ask all these absurd questions. Only we should ask the question related with spiritual matter. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in first canto, we see when the Sonakadi rishis, when they ask questions, by hearing that questions, iti samprasna sambhrushto, with pranam roma harshani, Ugrasrava Sruta became very, very happy. Why? Because this question is related to Krishna. Munayo sadhu prushto hang bhavadhi lokamangalam. Because this question, because it is related with Krishna, that's why the question itself is very, very auspicious to the whole universe. Lokamangalam. Bhavadhi lokamangalam. Just by asking questions, you can invoke in auspiciousness. The question itself is so powerful. But we are asking so many questions, but all absurd questions. So we have to ask, when he said, why you are surrendering me, why you are offering obeisance to me, then he should ask, Prabhu, I want to ask you, why I am suffering in this material world? Is there any way I can get out of it? Please tell me, please help me. This kind of question we should ask. Otherwise, nowadays, many people, they are going to a so-called spiritual master and they are asking, oh Guruji, my daughter is not getting married. Tell me something. I am having this litigation in the court. So tell me something that I can win it over. And something, my business, my this, that, many things like that. No. Nothing related to matter. So specially, you have to ask some question. That question should be exactly pariprasna. Question related to spiritual matter, master, spiritual matter. Who am I? Why am I? Why am I suffering? This type of question, jigyasa. And then, even if you ask, he is not bound to answer you. He may not. You just offer your dandavat pranam in a good mood. And he asks, why you are doing like that? Nah, sir, I want to know all these things. You may ask, but it is not compulsory that he may tell you. And then, yeah, this may be. He may tell him, said, okay, good, I will think of it. A minute, say. Now then the third phase is that. First phase, pranipata. Second phase is pariprasna. third requirement, you have to serve him. Just by asking question, he may not tell you. Or tell you, okay, it is like that. Okay. Who are you? Oh, you are a soul. Okay, that's it. That doesn't solve your matter. So you have to make you proper understanding. To get the proper realization, proper understanding, so he has to work on it. He has to try to make you understand. We are so foolish. So he has to give his time. So if he will be pleased, then he may do it. So how can we please him? Only we can please him by doing a favorable service to him. Menial service, like a menial servant. We should serve him. To what extent? To that extent that he will be completely pleased. Then he said, oh my boy, you are so nice, I will try my best to convince you. To that point we should serve him menially. That is requirement. So if you do these three phase activities, pranipata, pariprasna and seva, then there is a hope that this spiritual master or that tattvadarshi jnani, he may tell you the process. He may help you in understanding the spiritual matter and to clear your doubts. So this is the process. So Krishna is telling tattvadarshi and jnani, they will help you. If Arjuna will ask, "Acha, you are standing in front of me and you are instructing me I should go somewhere to find a jnani and a tattvadarshi and offer obeisance to them and ask them and serve them and I will get, what should I know to know about you and you are in front of me? You are the Jagat Guru. You are the supreme spiritual master. And why you are telling me to go and find some tattvadarshi jnani and ask them and serve them?" Krishna says, okay, no, this is the process. Because everybody is not in your place in front of me. I am not driving everybody's car. Maybe I am driving, but they don't know that I am the driver. So to understand me in such a way, you need a guide also. Though I am there, Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, Ishvara sarva bhutesu hridayese Arjuna tishti. Arjuna, in each and every living being, I am situated in their heart. Hridayese. What are you doing? You are sitting in the heart. What is your business there? Why you are staying there? Brahmayan sarva bhutanam jantra rudhani maya. Just like somebody is riding a car, a jantra, and a driver is taking them around, so I am doing that. Exactly, Krishna is driving the chariot of Arjuna, Brahmayans. Arjuna is doing the Brahmana, and Brahmana karane wale, Brahmayan is Krishna. Sarva bhutanam, not only Arjun, everybody in the same case. But we don't know. He is doing it. He is saying, I am there. Because I am unseen, I am sitting in heart. Nobody is seeing their heart. Our eyes are always looking outside, no inside. All indriyas are outside, getting information from outside. They are not antarmukhi, they are all bahirmukhi. So this body is a car and we are riding in that car. So I am ट्रैवलिंग देम अराउंड. Brahman sarvabhutanam jantra rudhani maya, but hardly any person they know it. So to know me to some extent, you need some help to guide. Though I am there, but general people, they don't have that kind of understanding, they don't have that power, that knowledge to know me. So that's why Shastra says that if you know about Krishna, then first you have to know about Krishna, you have to take shelter of a guru. So now question is, how to know about the guru? We have no power to know about the guru even. Your Krishna is telling you, you have to go to the guru. So we don't know who is the guru. We have no power to recognize, to find out. So then Shastra says, you have to take shelter of Krishna. You have to take shelter of Krishna to find out a guru, and take shelter of guru to find out about Krishna. So the first thing is that we have to pray to Krishna, because we don't know who is guru. We have to take surrender, we have to take help of Krishna. Krishna, I want to know you. Krishna, I want to serve you. Krishna, please accept me. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Then Krishna said, okay, my boy. It's not that. So Krishna will make arrangement. He will send one representative, one devotee. Sometimes he himself come. He will make one arrangement. He will send some person. That person who will help you to know about Krishna, that is guru. Many times people, they argue, what is the need of guru? Why you need a guru? No need. We are directly serving Krishna. I am pujari, doing 3 times arati every day. So I am directly serving to the Supreme Lord. One time, Nanak Dev, in India we know Nanak Dev well, that he is Guru Nanak. He is a famous guru. So once he went to Jagannath Puri with thousands of his followers, Nanak Panthi. First time they went to Puri. When they arrived there, and thousands of people following him, and they sat down in one place in Puri near to Jagannath temple. So the sevakas, the pandas, they used to come, they saw one person sitting, many many people surround him, offering obeisances, glorifying him. They said, why? No, he is Guruji, Gurudev. They become envious. What? Guruji, Guruji. What is the need of Guru? You ask somebody, why Guru? No. Guru will give us Krishna, Govind, so are useless. We are directly serving. Come here. Here is Supreme Lord Jagannath is sitting. Come directly, see him. This, that. What is the need of this Guru? So they are very speak front forward and loudly. So that sevak, that panda, come in front of Nanakji, in front of all his followers, his servants. He started blaspheming Nanakji. Why you people are making so farce? Guru, what guru? These are direct Param Brahma Jagannath is here. What is the need of this, that? Blast. Then Nanakdev said, oh Brahmanyadev, thank you so much. You have that qualification, you are directly serving the Supreme Lord. I just come today first time. So please, oh. So he said that Nanakdev also accepting my version. That, oh yes, yes, you are so elevated, you are directly servant of Lord. So I am come first time, so can you help me a little bit? Now tell me, what do you want? Every day morning I used to do some havan. So I don't know anything, I don't know the language here also. I need some fire to do my havan. Can you help me to have some fire? Okay. So immediately went and get a matches and give him matches. Nanadev, I don't want any matches, I want some fire. fire? No. I don't ask you for matches. I ask you to give me fire. So he went back with matches. He needs fire. He doesn't want matches. So then he take a candle, put it in fire and take a candle. So, okay, take it. I don't ask you for candle. I am asking for fire. No, fire is it? No. I don't want it. I said, what? He is not taking candle even. So he went and think of how I will give him fire, he is asking. So from the kitchen, he took a wood. Fire is there, is Jalanta Agni cast. Fire in it. He carried it. He said, okay, take it. This is firewood. Take it. Fire is there. Now this is a wood, piece of wood. I ask you only fire, why are you giving this wood? So then he became angry and shouted at him. You foolish, how can I give you fire? Without any medium, without any aadhar, without any base, how can you give you fire? You need something to take the fire. So then Nana said, okay, don't become angry. If a little fire I need, you cannot help me, you cannot give me little fire without any base, without any assistant, without any medium. So then it is Param Brahma, Param Jyoti, Supreme Lord. How we can give him without any medium, without any bhaya media? Then you understand. That bhaya media is Guru. That is needed. Direct you can't give. So, like that, to understand Krishna, we need help of Guru. And to find Guru, we have to pray to Krishna. Krishna will arrange a Guru and Krishna himself will come in the shape of a Guru sometimes. He is Chitta Guru, inside, outside, Grantha and Bhakti. In many ways, he will guide you. Guru Rupe Krishna Krupa Karena Bhakta Gane. If Krishna wants to do mercy to some devotees, then how he will do? Only through Guru, no other way. Krishna will bless his mercy to the devotees through the Guru. They are the direct representative. They are called Sevak Bhagavan. Krishna is called Sevya Bhagavan. He is Bhagavan. He is Sevya. And Guru is Sevak. He is also Sakhyad Haritvena Samasta Sastrai. All these Sastras, they are glorifying the Guru similar to Krishna. He is similar? No. Kintu Prabhurjya Priya Eva Tasya. Because, but he is not Krishna, he is dearmost servant of Krishna. Dearmost servant of Krishna. So Guru, for us, we should treat him as good as Krishna. But he is not Krishna. He is a dear servant of Krishna. That is Guru Tattva. We should understand it like that. And that servant should be, he should not serve Krishna speculative way. No. He should not find his own process. He has to follow the authentic bona fide process. Here Prabhupada says, one has to approach a bona fide spiritual master to receive the knowledge. Such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender. And one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant without false prestige. Satisfaction of self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. What is the secret of advancement in spiritual life? Only one secret. What is that? Satisfaction of the spiritual master. So, no one can be spiritually realized by manufacturing his own process. Just by speculation or something like that, I think it is like that, this is the understanding. No. That's what Prabhupada is very clearly saying. No one can be spiritually realized by manufacturing his own process, as is the fashion of the foolish pretenders. Nowadays, many pretenders are available. They are giving their own process. Okay, no problem. You want to chant some mantra? What mantra you like? Devi, Durga, Ganesh, Shiv, Vishnu, Ram, whatever. Tell me, I will make it. They have all showroom with them. So, no one can be spiritually realized by manufacturing their own process as this fashion of the foolish pretenders. That's why Bhagavatam says, Dharma tu sakhyat Bhagavat pranitam. Dharma is that which is the law of the Krishna, Bhagavan. That is the Bhagavan law. Just like we have state law, central law, so that is law of Krishna, law of nature. Nobody can manufacture a law, dharma, like that. No. Dharma tu sakhyat Bhagavat pranitam. So, in this process also, in this verse, both blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. Neither we should accept anybody as guru blindly. Oh, he has put nice tilak, big kanthi, such a high jata. So we should accept him? No, not blindly. You have to test him, check him. What is the church? Oh, we don't know. He is such an elevated. So only you have to check whether he is connected with the proper disciplic succession or not. That is one of the major checking we should do always. Always you should do. So that's why in this verse it is clearly saying, in this verse both two things are told here. Blind following. It's banned also. We should not do any blind following. And absurd inquiries. We should not ask questions, absurd questions also. Very related spiritual topic we should ask. Then they will feel encouraged. Oh, just like the Suta Goswami, he feel very encouraged. Sukhdev Goswami, he feel very encouraged by hearing the question of Parikshit Maharaj. Oh, the question is so auspicious. So if you tell them, oh, nowadays very mandi chal raha, what is a very bad business going on, so tell me something. This type of, they are like absurd questions. No. Neither we can do any absurd question, nor we can accept anybody as master blindly. No. What's not? Not only should one hear submissively from the spiritual master, but one must also get clear understanding from him. So here, by asking questions again and again, by serving him very menially, and offering pranam, pleasing him in a submissive way, very humble way, we have to hear from him about the truth. So just hearing is not enough. Until and unless we have proper understanding, we have to ask again and hear again. And if he is pleased, he will do that. He will never mind it. Here Krishna is giving instruction to Arjuna, and after speaking the whole Bhagavad Gita, then Krishna is asking Arjuna, are you okay? You understood? Or you want me to speak again? Arjuna said, no, I got it. Okay. If not, if you have any doubt, tell me, I will ask you, I will tell you again. This is the process. So until and unless we are fully confirmed, fully convinced, we should ask him. But ask him in a very submissive, humble way. one should not ask questions in absurd means, which the way of asking question to the masters, there is etiquette. What is the etiquette? We should ask questions only to know, not to test him whether he knows that or not. We shouldn't ask question in a mood of testing him or in a mood of argument. Not like that. That is not submissive mood. Many places we see, even if classes also in Bhagavatam classes, they will ask, let us see what he is telling. Sometimes we see the person who is asking question, though he is asking in an inquisitive mood, but that doesn't mean that he does not know. He knows it very well, what is the answer. He knows himself what is the answer fully, very well he knows. Still he asks. Why he is asking? He is asking not for himself, he is asking for the benefit of all of us. Because all of us, we don't know how to ask. The art of asking question is not ordinary, it's not easy thing. It is a very high caliber art. So only the elevated personalities, they knows the art of asking question. So they are asking question for the benefit of others, not for themselves. They know. Still they are asking for others. So asking questions in a very submissive manner, in a humble way, in a gentle way. The person whom are asking, he may understand, you know it, but still, okay, you are asking for the benefit of others, okay, I will do. Sometimes you know this means that. So he is the authority, the speaker. You know he is acharya, he is authority. So you ask question that if acharya is telling, then it is confirmed, everybody will accept. Who will accept me? I am a bogus one. Though I know, but still nobody will, I can't help others, they will not ask, they will not accept my words. But if the acharya will tell, then everybody will accept. So that's why you're asking him, sir, is it like that? So if he says, yes, it is like that, then we'll, oh. So like sometime, in this mood also you should ask. Or you should ask in a very proper inquisitive way that you don't know, you want to know it. You want to know means, then you should have full faith in him. Whatever he says, you should accept it as truth. Sometimes somebody asks a question and he says, no, it is not like that. Then why you are asking me? If you are not accepting my answer, then why you are asking me? No need of asking to whom you faith, you go and ask them. Like that. So that's why before asking, he should surrender. That whatever he says, you should accept it. If you don't have that mood, if you don't have that faith, then don't ask, don't go there. If you want to know, then find out whether it is appropriate, is authentic or not. Then go and ask, not in a argument mode, not testing mood, no. In a very proper, humble, submissive mood, that whatever he says, accept it as truth. In acceptance. So, asking question in a proper way and receiving the answers in a proper way, that is very much needed. So, if we ask the question in a proper way and receive the answer in a proper way, then we will have a proper understanding of the matter. So, that's him saying, until and unless we get a clear understanding of the matter, we should go on asking and serving him in a proper way. And if the bona fide spiritual master is there, by nature he is merciful, so he will go on telling you again and again and will try to somehow or other convince you by somehow or other. Because he is able. He is able now. He knows the truth. He sees the truth. If somebody knows, if somebody sees, he realizes, then he can tell you. He is not just got some formula, memorized it from the book. No, not that. He is Tattvadarshi. He has seen the truth. He realized the truth. He knows the truth. then only he can tell you the truth. Otherwise, sometimes it is said in Bhagavatam also, Tasmat Gurum Prapadyeta Jigyasu Srayottamam. Jigyasu, they would go to the spiritual master to get the knowledge. Sabda Brahmani Nishnatam Param Brahmani Nishnatam. Two things is said in Bhagavatam, that he should be Nishnata in Sabda Brahma and Param Brahma. So if somebody is Nishnata only in Sabda Brahma and not in Param Brahma, then it is not complete. His mercy will not effective. He may give you some information, instruction, but that will not be that effective. So that was Sabda Brahmani Nishnatam, Param Brahmani Nishnatam. Both are required. It is said that in Bhagavatam, if you accept somebody and you ask him who is half like Sabda Brahmani Nishnatam, not Param Brahmani Nishnatam, then it is said in Bhagavatam that it is just like you are keeping a cow. Banj, what is said in English? Barren cow. Yeah, barren cow. If you are keeping a barren cow, you are just feeding him, maintaining him without getting any milk. Like that. So the master should be, at least Prabhupada saying, forget this, we have no power to check whether this is Param Brahman is not the Sabda Brahman. So only we have way to check whether he is properly connected with the disciplic succession or not, whether it is bona fide or not. That's it. If he is coming under the proper disciplic succession, then he will tell what is the knowledge, the tattvadarshi jnana. It is coming through him only. He is not speaking his own things. He is telling only that things what he has got, what he has heard from these higher personalities, from his guru, from that, from the process. If it is the proper parampara and properly connected, then that's a light. Hare Krishna. Any question? Yes. Why you are thinking that there is no parameter? You can go and offer your dandavat and serve him and serve to know, to understand whether he is in a proper disciplic succession or not. That's your first and foremost duty. Before that, you don't do anything. You go and offer obeisances and serve him. If you want, ask him about this only. Sir, who is your guru? How you keep connected? Who is his guru? What is the lesson? How you are getting? Something, try to understand. From him, from others bona fide sources. Until and unless you get fully convinced, yes, he is in that line. And what he is saying only the knowledge coming down in this line. Then only, this is the parameter, this is the way. Yeah. Yes.
Like Krishna says, to know me, you have to approach to a guru,
yeah.
Like that, there is any quotation which says that to get a guru, maybe.
Yeah, it is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yeah, Krishna Kripate Guru Mile. Guru Kripate Krishna Mile. That's Kaviraj Goswami is telling. You can get a guru only by the mercy of Krishna. And you get Krishna by the mercy of Guru. It is Hare Krishna. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
When I was reading the workers, I felt I'm so far from these feelings.
Yeah.
It's not enough just to have a very highly elevated diksha or shiksha group, but I feel I'm not an intense disciple. So how to cultivate such genuine feelings and commitment, because life has so many distractions and guru is there at the background, but he should be in the forefront.
So you are very correct. Before accepting a guru, the first and foremost requirement is that we should become a disciple. Unless and until you become a disciple, there is no question of guru. So first we have to make ourselves disciplined. If we are not agreed to accept or follow the discipline, then no master will be there. If you are a proper disciple, then Krishna will make arrangement, he will send a guru to you, irrepentantly. That is his job. Our job is to become a proper disciple. And the Krishna's job, he will arrange a guru for us. Okay? Yes. Almost same, yes. They are same. But Dikhya Guru should be one. Sikhya Guru can be many. That is there. Any other question? श्रीमद्भागवद्गीता यथारूप की।